In a world where celestial powers are either inherited at birth or stolen through the blood of magical creatures, twin brothers Emil and Brighton Ray stand at the precipice of their 18th birthday with vastly different dreams. Emil, practical and grounded, focuses on his bakery job and college plans. Brighton obsessively documents celestial sightings for his YouTube channel, desperate to become extraordinary. Their contrasting worldviews collide when they witness a violent battle between phoenix-powered specters and the Spellwalkers, a vigilante group of celestials protecting their kind. This encounter sets in motion a chain of events that will test not just their brotherhood, but their very understanding of heroism. What makes a true hero? The powers they possess, or the choices they make when facing impossible odds? As we'll discover, sometimes the most extraordinary power isn't the ability to conjure fire, but the courage to remain true to yourself when the world demands otherwise. Emil and Brighton's relationship forms the emotional core of this tale, a bond tested when Emil unexpectedly receives the phoenix powers Brighton has coveted his entire life. Emil finds fulfillment studying magical creatures at his museum job, while Brighton chases fame through his Celestials of New York channel, his obsession stemming from their father's death from failed Hydra blood treatment. Heroes shouldn't have body counts, Emil argues, highlighting their philosophical divide. Emil values preservation of life, while Brighton sees necessary violence as acceptable for justice. Everything changes at the Friday Dreamers Festival when they're attacked by Orton, a specter selling brew. Emil's fist erupts in gold and gray flames, resembling a gray sun phoenix, impossibly. When Brighton notices Emil's eyes burn dark like a specter's, questions about his true nature emerge. Quiet Emil becomes Firewing, an overnight sensation, while Brighton watches from the sidelines, creating a landscape of jealousy that will bloom into betrayal. The Spellwalkers rescue Emil, revealing themselves as celestial guardians operating from an abandoned gas station disguised as Nova Grace Elementary School. The team includes principal leader Iris Simone Chambers, Maribel Lucero, whose parents died in the blackout, communications specialist Wesley Young, healer Eva, and financial backer Atlas Haas. Despite Iris's insistence that we're not vigilantes, we're guardians, this distinction blurs as dangers increase. The Spellwalkers deliver a shocking revelation. Emil has gray sun phoenix blood and is Bautista de Leon's reincarnation, who believed he was reincarnated from Keon Maximo, the first specter. Emil's identity crumbles when his mother confirms his adoption. He was found abandoned near Bautista's death site. Every family photo is a lie, Emil realizes, while Maribel urges him to fight the Bloodcasters who kill magical creatures for their powers. The Spellwalkers' no-killing moral code becomes increasingly untenable, creating tension between idealism and pragmatism that mirrors Emil and Brighton's conflict, driving the narrative toward its breaking point. The Bloodcasters operate from Manhattan's Light Sky Tower penthouse, a fitting headquarters for those who believe power should be taken by any means necessary. Led by Luna, a commanding presence with silver hair and ancient eyes, they've built a network of enhanced individuals willing to cross moral lines. Their inner circle includes Ness, a former actor turned shapeshifter, Stanton, infused with basilisk blood, Dione Henry, nearly immortal from Hydra blood, and June, a phantom assassin who phases through matter, each embodying both power and its cost. Power isn't given, it's taken, Luna tells her followers, justifying their hunting of magical creatures and sacrifice of innocent lives. Their immortality elixir requires phoenix blood, hydra venom, and Luna's parents' trapped spirits. Once struggling, Ness now uses his abilities for espionage while battling internal conflict. When tasked with finding Emil, the boy from the train whose abilities make him valuable, Ness must choose between self-preservation and morality. The ideological divide between Bloodcasters and Spellwalkers forms the novel's central conflict, with Luna's belief that some of us weren't lucky enough to be born with gifts, so we make our own luck, revealing the resentment driving their actions. This story explores how power transforms identity for those born with abilities and those who acquire them. Emil struggles to reconcile his phoenix powers with his peaceful nature, while Brighton's desperate desire for abilities drives him toward darkness. "I don't want to be a weapon," Emil confesses, highlighting the central question. Does power reveal our true selves or transform us into something unrecognizable? Ness's shapeshifting represents the ultimate identity crisis. He can become anyone but struggles to know himself. When he sees face after face of those he's hurt, it shows how actions shape identity more than innate characteristics. Brighton's transformation is most tragic. His obsession with becoming extraordinary blinds him to his natural talents. After consuming brew, he hallucinates defeating Bloodcasters before reality crashes in, foreshadowing his fatal choice to drink Luna's immortality elixir. The story suggests true identity lies not in abilities, but in choices. As Eva tells Brighton, everyone has different roles to play as a team, a lesson he learns too late. As conflict escalates, heroism's true price emerges. During the cemetery battle where Luna attempts to capture her parents' ghosts, Atlas is shot, and Emil discovers his ability to fly with massive wings of gray and gold flame, widening the gap between him and Brighton, who falls captive to Bloodcasters. When Emil's mother suffers a heart attack after learning of Brighton's capture, Emil faces an impossible choice. "I promise to bring Brighton home," he vows, committing to a path of sacrifice. Atlas's death represents the ultimate cost when June possesses Maribel to cast a fatal spell. Maribel's grief manifests as dark yellow flames, revealing her hidden phoenix heritage as Bautista and Sierra's daughter, a secret uncovered too late. The narrative suggests true heroism lies not in spectacular powers, but in sacrifice, shown through Emil confronting Luna despite injuries, Ness returning after fleeing, and Eva's persistent healing efforts. The climactic confrontation at Alpha Church brings all storylines to their conclusion. Despite injuries from the Infinity Ender dagger suppressing his powers, Emil joins the Spellwalkers in their final attempt to stop Luna's immortality quest. Brighton and Maribel's unexpected arrival briefly offers hope. After Luna murders Gravesend, the firstborn century phoenix, and creates the immortality elixir, Brighton seizes and drinks it himself, choosing power over principles and transforming from victim to villain. This betrayal completes Brighton's character arc. His lifelong desire to be extraordinary overwhelms his moral compass. His earlier statement that killing to save the world is different, foreshadowing his willingness to sacrifice everything for power. Breaking free from destiny means different things to each character. Emil fights against his predetermined role as Keon and Bautista's reincarnation, seeking peace. Brighton attempts to break his cycle of ordinariness through immortality. Their approaches reveal that breaking cycles isn't about rejecting our past or future, but making conscious choices that reveal our true selves.